Gröna Lund, an amusement park in Stockholm, is not just a hotspot for thrill rides but also a legendary music venue. Since its first concert in 1928, it has hosted an impressive array of artists across genres, making it a beloved spot for live music. The stage at Gröna Lund has seen performances from some of the world's biggest stars, and there are a multitude of memories and anecdotes about artist performances and rides. Jimi Hendrix, The Unstoppable. Jimi Hendrix performed at Gröna Lund three times. During his second 1967 performance, the audience was so enthusiastic that they nearly caused a riot, prompting the park to reinforce its security measures for future concerts. That night, Gröna Lund set an attendance record, with crowds packed tightly in front of the stage. The concert became legendary not only for Hendrix's electrifying performance but also for its unexpected climax. Hendrix, fully in his groove, refused to end the show. In a dramatic turn, Gröna Lund's program manager Ove Hahn was compelled to cut the power, later justifying his decision by saying, "People must have a chance to ride the carousel." Despite the abrupt end, Hendrix continued to dazzle a smaller audience of 200 inside at Danzin, turning the power cut into a memorable chapter in rock history. Alice Cooper's Welcome to My Nightmare. Alice Cooper's show in 1975 took over the main stage for an intense 75-minute performance, which required expanding the stage to fit all of Alice's elaborate theatrical sets. His rider was incredibly detailed. He was to be picked up at Arlanda Airport in two limousines, either Cadillacs or Continentals. The dressing room had to be stocked with 6 cases of Budweiser, a difficult beer to find in Sweden at the time, 2 bottles of mineral water, 2 cases of Coca-Cola, fruit, fruit juice, fruit yogurt, a case of Pepsi Light, hot coffee, a bottle of gin, a bottle of vodka, 2 bottles of red Bordeaux, cheese, meat, white bread, and other treats. Additionally, 2 sealed bottles of Seagram Vaux were to be given to his manager or tour leader. The show ended dramatically with Alice being guillotined on stage. He survived and performed at Gröna Lund 3 more times, in 2011, 2015 and 2017. In 2015 Alice threw dollar bills into the audience and, as usual, was beheaded on stage. Kiss's pyrotechnic problems. Kiss is known for their elaborate stage shows, complete with pyrotechnics. During their 1976 concert, a technical glitch caused a delay in the pyrotechnic display. Gene Simmons couldn't spit out a flame in the cold and windy weather. The band handled it with their usual flair, cracking jokes and engaging with the audience until the problem was resolved. Bob Marley's Honey. When Bob Marley performed at Gröna Lund in 1978, Gröna Lund had to stock his dressing room with 6 bottles of more than water, no Perrier or Vichy, 4 liters of pure fruit juice, a good selection of Swiss cheese, fresh fruit, bread, cutlery, glasses, plates, and a dozen beers. But the biggest challenge for Gröna Lund was sourcing the 2 jars of liquid Jamaican honey that Bob requested.